This is Louisa Jonas. Nerves were rattled inside and outside Lackland Air Force Base as law enforcement looked for an active shooter. Those trying to enter Lackland sat in a quarter-mile line of cars stopped at the entrance. Jacob Trevino waited almost 3 hours before a lockdown was lifted and he could get to work.
It's just weird how it happens here on the base, you know. It's, I don't know, it's kind of crazy. They're here to protect us and they're shooting at each other, you know. All these houses run here as residents, and then we have a school across the street. Doesn't make any sense. Why would they do that? You know?
Valerie Soto also waited in her car. She's a food supervisor at Lackland. She said she woke up this morning to see the building in which she works on the news. She was worried.
Mainly because the safety of everyone, and also our airmen. I mean, we're here to make sure that they're taken care of.
Still, Soto says she thinks the base is a pretty secure place.
They do the best that they can. I mean, they're always on top of everything.
With two dead, not everyone in the immediate area around Lackland was feeling that secure. Linda Olivares lives in a home that's a 2-minute drive from Lackland. She says she had a knot in her throat when she heard what happened so close to her house.
I picked up my son from Rayburn Middle School, and I'm about to go pick up my daughter from Valley High. I'd rather have him with me.
Olivares says she now has one thing on her mind.
Moving, we have some acres in Devine, so I think it's better off. This was too close to home.
In a briefing with reporters, Brigadier General Robert Labruda said the law enforcement response was rapid and thorough, though he said the investigation will include an examination of whether the two Glock handguns found on the scene were authorized to be carried on base or whether they somehow slipped through security. Louisa Jonas, Texas Public Radio News.